Hey guys, this is Pastor Q, and on this week's episode, we're going to transfer values the right way into the right people.
Hey everybody, welcome to X with Q, a 10-minute podcast to help you lead healthy from ministry to the marketplace.
All
my name
way.
Is Brad.
All the way, ministry to marketplace, all the way through.
And in that voice you're hearing is Pastor Mark Q. Thanks for being here today,
PQ. Powerful, thank you, buddy. 10 minutes, powerful 10 minutes.
Hey, so recently in a staff training, you mentioned that there's a distinction between, okay, being a hard worker
right.
and a capable leader is the ability to transfer values. In other words, it's right. not just about completing a job, but the skill to transfer values and culture to those right. that we lead. That's yeah. not an easy leap. How do we do that?
Yeah, it's difficult. I think a lot of organizations just get caught up in doing something. But the healthier organizations not only get caught up in doing something, they also spend time in the way it's done. Mm-hmm. So it's just not doing it. It's the way it's done. And that's really what we mean by when we talk about values is the way something is done. Mm-hmm. One of our values here is to in our organization is to make you feel as though we were expecting you.
Yeah.
That's a value.
Yeah.
So what would you do, you know, to our people at our front doors or people that walk into, you know, an environment? We want you to feel like we are expecting you. Mm-hmm. So what would you do? Now, we have some ideas for some people, but that's the value. It's like having somebody over your house. You can do several things. You can clean the house. You can put out a charcuterie tray. You can put out whatever that is. We allow people to do it their way.
Yeah.
But as long as the value is being met, now we may circle back to that person mm-hmm. and say, mm-hmm. hey, look, I wouldn't have done that. I yeah. wouldn't have done it that way
yeah.
because,
yeah.
but maybe you could do it like this mm-hmm. and how would you feel? But if you get too granular, it's going to feel like micromanagement and control.
Yeah.
And in our organization, we're not that way.
Yeah.
We're just going, hey, make sure somebody knows that we were expecting them. What would you do? You
yeah.
greet them with a smile. You swing the door wide open. They're looking around at the ceilings and the walls. You go and proactively go, hey, do you need help with anything? Like, it's things like that.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that should filter, you know, the healthiness of a conversation of when you're correcting something, you know, maybe someone was aiming for a value. They did it a different way. Maybe it didn't work. Well, rather than just coming after them, you're able to say, see, actually, I see where you were trying to aim for this target. Right. It just didn't work out. Now, right. and that changes how you handle a conversation like that.
Exactly. Especially with someone who's new to the organization.
Sure.
They just joined the team. Mm-hmm. They're thinking a certain way that they would make somebody feel like we were expecting them.
Yeah.
Or they actually bring the value from or the methodology from another organization.
Right.
And we go, ooh, we yeah. actually don't do that. Like here, we would, some organizations go, well, this is the way we make you feel as though we were expecting you.
Right.
We point to the bathroom.
Sure.
Well, at the chapel, no. we don't point anywhere. We walk you to that.
Right.
Because it really, it creates connection,
yeah.
which is another value.
Yeah.
It creates a relationship, which is another value. So they kind of start to be like a domino effect when
yeah.
you start creating the methodology to
yeah.
those things.
You mentioned someone being brand new to an organization. I mean, what would you say to someone that maybe they're new to an organization? How do they quickly absorb some of the values of that environment? Because a lot of it is trial and error.
Sure.
You know, some practical tips.
Yeah, I think if you have the time in the course of any day, any week or whatever, someone who has been there longer than you, which would be basically everybody, but go and look for someone who's tenured maybe 2, 3, 4 years. They seem to have some level of responsibility. What I would do is I would go, hey, so how do we do this here? Mm-hmm. Like, I know that we make people feel welcome, but what's the best way here? Because mm-hmm. that's where you are. The worst new person in the world for me as a leader is someone who comes up, well, let me tell you what we used to do with the so-and-so. Let me tell you where we're, and I'm like, well, then you should go back there. But the reality is you're here now. So you want to let people know just in that language, what's happening is going, hey, I know we're supposed to make people feel welcome and that's a value here to make them feel welcome. What's the best way to do that there? You can never go wrong with asking questions that make the overall organization meet their values or be better.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, how do you keep values from getting confused with opinions? Because sometimes right. values and then methods yeah, get yeah. used interchangeably. And so how do you make sure that as you're transferring values, that it doesn't become like, I don't know, micromanagement or stifling to workflow? What's the difference there?
Everybody's going to have a direct report. I have a direct report. Mm-hmm. Everybody answers to somebody. And so what you want to get is the definition. Hey, anytime you can be ahead is number one. You would go, hey, I'm thinking this. The value here is to make people feel welcome. And this is what I was going to do. I was going to, as soon as they walked through the front door, we were going to hand them a mint. Maybe not everybody's doing that. Maybe that's what I thought. So number one, if you have the opportunity, ask first and see. The second thing is, remember, methodology is the way we do things.
Yeah.
So, but if you're in an organization that allows you the latitude to be free, then you need to maybe ask and hedge your bet a little bit to make sure it's okay. Mm-hmm. The problem is we have preferences. So sometimes direct reports have preferences. I'd rather you wave and smile than hand out a mint. Well, if that's the case, then that's what you do. You wave and smile. But I would circle back as the employer, as the employee, and go, hey, I was thinking this, and I get to ask then.
Yeah.
Because there are always a set of unsaid rules, no matter how great an employee manual is, no matter how wonderful and clear a culture is, there are always these unsaid rules in every organization. Mm-hmm. You're never going to get around it. But I would first be ahead and ask. And then the second thing I would do is go, well, if that's the way you want it done, I'm going to do it because I'm a new person. But I do want to maybe bring some of my thoughts. I thought that's what you wanted, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously there's conversations that are happening, but I mean, practically, what are some things that you found that have made it easier to transfer values to those that you lead? I know that you're a really relational leader and so spending time and, you know, having those conversations, but what are some other ways to...
I think what I do is I'm always considering my audience. So I'm saying if I have a new person on our team and I want to convey and I want to transfer, hey, this is a value. This is, I always connect it to an emotion. So I always say, you know, remember when you come to our organization, when you come to the chapel, you don't know what condition people are in. Were they happy? Were they sad? Did they have a tough drive? Did they just lose somebody they love? Whatever that is. So what you want to be is that ray of sunshine no matter what. So I'm always already creating a picture of what the result is going to be of that transferred value.
Yeah.
Let me tell you all the people that work in our nursery. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you the value here is they don't change diapers. They allow mom and dad some freedom
to
connect and relax.
Yeah.
And you know how important that is as a parent, because you're a parent. Don't you have three kids?
Right.
See, that's what I'm always connecting it to my audience and what they are, even with older people in our organization, and going, hey, remember those days? Hey, well, this is what you're providing for them. This is what you're doing. So I'm always trying to create this picture of that value in action.
Yeah. So how do you get through to someone if they're just not getting it? You know, they're just not getting the values. I mean, what do you do to drive it home?
Yeah.
You know,
what's so funny is one of the things that I do, you know, to make sure, okay, that I don't always get full of myself is sometimes I think I'm really clear as a communicator. What I will do if the values are having a hard time being transferred, and by the way, this is how you know values are having a hard time being transferred, is the fruit of them exercising that value is not what you want. That's how you know. They didn't feel welcome. They looked more confused when they were done talking to you. Whatever that is, always test the fruit. Okay, so what I do is I go, well, that's not working. I'm going to get somebody else to communicate the value to them. See, because the goal is the transfer of values. The goal isn't that the values get transferred from me. The goal is the transfer of the values for the health of the organization, not that it needs to come from me. I think I do a pretty good job.
Right.
But don't make the assumption or the mistake that everybody understands the way I lead. So that's why I have other people around me.
Yeah.
Hey, help me with Joe, because I think you can talk to him better. And it's actually worked almost 100% of the time.
Yeah. What are some other ways that you keep values just front and center in your organization without them slipping or kind of losing emphasis?
Well, if the values are really being transferred to our teams, you're going to have fruit, or you're going to have an outcome that is a result of the value. So what I'm constantly doing is going, hey, you see that? That's because we make people feel welcome here first. That's a high priority. So I'm always connecting the fruit, so to speak,
yes,
to the value. Otherwise, it's just going to kind of get lost in the day-to-day, the wins and the failures. Mm. But what healthy leaders do is they actually take what's happening in the organization and connect it back to the why, which is the why is because of the value.
Right.
And that's one of the... that. Constantly, I'm doing that, and so is a lot of the team.
Yeah, it's that what gets celebrated gets replicated.
Of course, you know? I mean, it is. You know, we wind up. You know, the biggest thing that happens sometimes is we just wind up taking things for granted. See, because we're in it every day. This is our job. This is our organization. It's our company. It's our church. Whatever it is, and we start taking for granted the wins. Mm-hmm. But there are people in the organization that, man, they got 100 other things going. If you don't connect it back to the value, they lose the values.
Yeah.
So you're constantly making that connection.
Yeah, I love that. Final thoughts, transferring values?
Just remember, when transferring values, it's not about what is said. It's about who it's said by, and always test the fruit.
Thank you so much, Pastor Q. I'll cut the space out.
Thanks for listening to X with Q. For more leadership content, hit that subscribe button, leave us a rating and review, and share this episode with a friend. See you next time.